is forgive. Our storyteller is Pastor Tunde Amosun. Sit down, let's listen.
Welcome to Bible Story for Kids. Hey, how are you today? I got another story for you today. It's about Jesus. You know, when Jesus was here, he would go to places, he would preach, he would teach, and he would do miracles. People would be healed, would have blind their eyes, would see. Those who could not walk would get up. Those who are sick will get well. And everybody will just go to Jesus where he was. So one day, they were with Jesus. Thousands of people, plenty, children, adults, men, women, everywhere. They were in this place. And Jesus was preaching. Jesus was teaching. Jesus was healing them. It was going on for about 3 days. They were not going home. They were just enjoying the time. They were just listening to Jesus. And Jesus was doing miracles. Miracles. He was healing the sick. He was making them well. Oh. Those who could not sleep well, they were sleeping well. Those who could not eat, were eating. Those who were sick, were well. And then, on the third day, Jesus was rounding up. And Jesus looked at the people. They were tired. They were now hungry. And Jesus said to his apostles, you know, he said, hey, these people, they are now hungry and tired. They've been with me for 3 days. If I send them back to go home, they will just fall down the way because they are not eating. His disciples, apostles said, send them, let them go home and find food in the villages. Jesus said, no, give them something to eat. They said, Master, where are we going to get bread to feed these people? Several thousand people. Children, mothers, fathers. Jesus said, what do you have? Oh, they said, we have only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He said, bring them to me and tell everybody to sit down in groups. So the apostles told everybody to sit down. They sat down in groups of 50 and 100. Then they gave the bread to Jesus and the fish. Jesus took the bread and the fish, lifted up his eyes to heaven, blessed the bread, thank God for the bread. Then he took the bread and broke it to the 12 pieces and gave them and the fish to this apostle. He said, go give them. Surprise, surprise, surprise. I know they were wondering. This small broken bread. And they began to give people. And the more they give, the more they have. The more they give, the more they have. And everybody began to eat. And began to eat the bread and eat the fish. And everybody, you know how many were there? There were 5,000 men. You know, thousands, many, many. That's hundreds of people. And they were there. And, you know, they began to eat. And they were all full. The children, everybody. Wow. And when they finished, Jesus said they should pack the rest. And they packed 12 baskets. Wow. Wow. You wish you were there to eat the bread multiplied to from the hands of Jesus. They finished eating. Jesus said they should pack the food. And then he said they should go back home. They cannot go home. They are happy. Everybody now well fed can go home. So Jesus said to his disciples, okay, enter the boat, you go. And Jesus went to the mountain, of course, to do what? To pray. So he went to go and pray there, and he asked disciples to enter the boat and go to the other side on the Sea of Galilee. So it was night. Jesus was praying. Peter, James, John, Andrew, and all of the rest, they were in the boat. And the wind was blowing against them on the sea. They were having problems because they couldn't just, you know, when you're on the sea and you're in a boat and the wind is blowing against you, you can't really travel very well. It will slow you down. So they were going, they were struggling the night. It was 11 o'clock at night. It was 12 o'clock. It was 1 o'clock. 2 a.m. in the morning. 3 o'clock. Jesus was still on the mountain praying. Then Jesus, as he was praying, he just knew that they were having problem, disciples on the sea. So he came down and he saw them on the sea. And you know what Jesus did next? He just got on the water and walked. He walked on the water. Jesus put his feet on the water. Bam, 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 bam. He didn't drown. He didn't go down in the water. He was walking like as if he was walking on the floor. And he was going toward the disciples, apostles, Peter, James, John, the rest of them. They were in the boat. It was dark. And Jesus was passing. Suddenly, they saw Jesus walking on the sea. They were terrified. They screamed. They said, "God, you are dead. We are finished." Jesus said, "Calm down. Relax. I'm the one." Ah! They were shocked. Jesus walking on the water. I was about to pass them by. Then something happened. Do you want to hear it? Oh, you need to hear this. Something happened. What happened? Remember Peter? One of the apostles. He just said to Jesus, "If you are the one walking on the water, ask me to join you on the water. Call for me to come on the water." Hey. What happened? Jesus said, "Come." Everybody look at Peter. Peter stepped out of the boat and put his feet on the water. And he didn't sink. He began to walk on the water to Jesus. He was walking on the water just like Jesus. Hey! And you know, it was great. He was enjoying it. Suddenly, something happened. The wind began to blow again. Hey, Peter was afraid. When he became afraid, guess what? He began to sink. He began to go down into the water. He began to go down, He screamed and shouted, "Jesus, help me!" Jesus just quickly grabbed him by the hand. And Jesus said, "Why did you doubt? Oh, you of little faith. Why did you doubt?" Oh, so Peter was walking by faith. And he did that wonderful thing by believing Jesus. When he started looking around him and looked at the storms and got afraid, he began to sink. But Jesus took him by the hand and they walked back into the boat. Everybody was screaming and shouting and bowing down and saying, "Jesus, you are the Son of God." And they walked into the boat and the boat got to the other side. That was Jesus. Same day, the daytime, he healed the sick, he multiplied bread. The nighttime, he walked on the water to go and meet his disciples. That's beautiful Jesus. Don't you like him? Wonderful Jesus. Wow, I like him too. He's always doing good. Oh, thank you for listening. Yeah, remember Jesus today. He always do you good. Thank you.